Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump may have ended in an acquittal, but NPR's Amy Held reports lawmakers are pursuing other avenues to hold him accountable for the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Lawmakers are floating possible proceedings against the former president, including criminal, civil, and the appointment of a special investigative panel.
Of course there must be a full commission.
House impeachment manager Madeleine Dean spoke to ABC's This Week.
Think about it. For the first time in however many years, we had an insurrection incited by the President of the United States.
Senator Bill Cassidy was one of seven Republicans to find Trump guilty.
I think there should be a complete investigation about what happened on 1-6.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voted to acquit on the grounds that Trump is already out of office, but said afterward, as a private citizen, Trump, quote, didn't get away with anything yet. Amy Held, NPR News.
Much of the U.S. is being hit with a winter storm, with snow and ice reported as far south as the Texas Gulf Coast. The weather has led to canceled flights and made driving hazardous. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's office is apologizing for failing to disclose accurate data about COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
A top aide to Governor Cuomo admitted to state legislators that the administration froze when asked to provide the number of nursing home residents who died of COVID-19. Melissa DeRosa said the governor's office was worried the data would be, quote, used against us, unquote, in a possible investigation. New York's attorney general found that nearly 13,000 nursing home residents died, roughly twice what the Cuomo administration initially reported. That initial count did not include residents who died after being transferred to a hospital. The growing scrutiny of the governor's record threatens to tarnish the image of competent leadership that Cuomo presented in a memoir about his handling of the pandemic. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Royal Caribbean, the second largest cruise line, says crew members will be required to get COVID-19 vaccinations before returning to work. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In an email to crew members, Royal Caribbean says it's still working out details, but that all employees will have to receive a COVID-19 vaccination before boarding. The company hasn't said yet whether it will require passengers also to be vaccinated. Royal Caribbean is the first major cruise line to make that announcement. Two smaller lines, American Queen Steamboat Company and Victory Cruise Lines, said recently all passengers and crew will have to be vaccinated before being allowed on their ships. Currently, all sailings from U.S. ports are suspended. The CDC says cruises can resume only after companies have built labs on their ships to test passengers and comply with health and safety protocols that include conducting mock voyages. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
This is NPR. Peru's foreign minister resigned yesterday after acknowledging that she received a dose of the coronavirus vaccine before the national vaccination program began. Healthcare workers began getting the first doses just last week. The reformist politician in Kosovo, who ran afoul of the Trump administration and was forced to resign as prime minister, won a landslide victory yesterday. Joanna Kakissis reports.
Albin Kurti resigned less than a year ago after just a few weeks in office. His political opponents ousted him after he clashed with a former Trump White House envoy who pushed Kurti for a quick peace deal with Kosovo's archenemy, Serbia. Support for Kurti's left-leaning, corruption-fighting party skyrocketed after his ouster. He teamed up with a popular independent candidate, the current president, Vjosa Osmani, to win nearly half of the country's votes on Sunday. This is a vote for jobs and justice and against corruption, Kurti told reporters after his coalition declared victory. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
The United Arab Emirates yesterday published the first image from Mars taken by its probe, which is now orbiting the red planet. The picture was taken Wednesday. It shows sunlight just coming across the surface of Mars, the planet's north pole, as well as the planet's largest volcano. The probe, called Amal or Hope, reached the orbit around Mars Tuesday. This is the Arab world's first interplanetary mission. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.